I've been thinking about a few things, man, as I was preparing this message. And I mean, all I've seen on TV is about the Queen. Did y'all know the Queen died? Did anybody know that? But I really started thinking about that. The procession that we're just paying respects, I heard, was miles and miles long. 14 hours in line just to go buy a coffin. I started thinking about royalty because she was the queen. Now, one thing about her is she was a woman of God. Matter of fact, they were starting to ask her to not be so Christian in her later years. And she says, oh, I would never, ever do that, because of a lot of other religions were coming into England. And she wanted to be, they wanted her to be inclusive. And well, we love everybody, but when you stand for the truth, the truth is the truth. And so she declared that she would never back away from her belief in Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, she always declared that when she was still here, that she wants Jesus to come back and get us all while she was still living. And someone asked her why. And she said, because I would love to put my crown at the feet of the King. And I like that. But it spurred on some things in my mind, because, man, they call her royal. There's royalty. And I got to thinking about it, because they all have names, like a king now who is the King of England. She was the queen. There's princesses, a prince, several of them. There's duchess and a duch. I mean, there's all kinds of names, but here's the thing. It's only in one family. And if you are a part of that family, woo, Jesus, you are royalty. See where I'm going? I mean, they have influence, lots of finances. I mean, there's even one part of the family that is out. They want it out of the royal family and move to America. Let me use some King James vernacular on that. How stupideth. Because they don't get to be the heirs anymore of the royal family. Oh, man. Well, let me tell you about our family, the family of God. Because that royal family, it's only one family, and the only way to participate in that royalty is you have to be born into the family. And here we are, the family of God. This goes along with what God has mandated me to preach on in these last days, is that, man, you and I are in the family of God. You and I are royalty, praise God. I mean, we are someone in Christ Jesus. That's the thing, though, is it's all in Christ Jesus. It's not outside of Him. It's not because of some religion or some well-known preacher that you want to follow. No, in order to be in the family of God, to know who you are in God, you have to come into the family only one way, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Say amen to that. Amen. And I got to thinking about in 1 Peter, if you have a Bible, I want you to begin to turn to a few places where, let's just look at a few things. 1 Peter, go all the way kind of towards the back of the Bible, past Hebrews, and you'll come to 1 Peter and go to chapter 2, and let's just read who you and I are in Christ Jesus. Verse 9, 1 Peter 2 and 9. But you are a chosen generation. Look what it says. A royal priesthood. A peculiar people. You see, you and I in Christ Jesus are royal. We're in the family of God. But most people don't see themselves as being part of the family. Maybe because of the way the church treated them back when. Maybe because someone that is a Christian didn't act too Christian to them. So they got a bad taste in their mouth. Maybe they saw someone on TV preaching about money or something like that, and it gave them a bad taste about the family. But how many of you know there's always some rough times that go on in any family? But do you want to get out of it? Again, I was moved when I'm reading that in the 90s, the early 2000s, 90% of Americans professed that they were Christian. They believed in Jesus Christ. And now just 20 plus years later, we're down already to 64% of Americans profess that they're Christians. The study said they're all just moving away, primarily young people, as we talked about earlier. They don't want to be a part of our belief system. Oh, you see the attacks from the government, right? And so it's causing fear to come on. And matter of fact, some are saying that we could possibly be in a police state where the government is in control of everything. Our FBI and Department of Justice is coming down on anybody that would dare say anything negative towards them or, you know, their belief system. So the question probably is today, are you going to back away from your belief system? Are you going to stay hooked into the kingdom that you're born into? And again, the only way to be born into the kingdom of God is through Jesus. Romans 10:9, you confess with your mouth, believe that God raised him from the dead. So you confess that he's your Lord, believe that he was raised from the dead. What's the King James says? Thou shalt be saved. Right? When you do that and you say, Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart and save me, bam, you're into the kingdom of God. You are then royal. Okay, so what God's been having me mandate, and he's mandated me to continue to preach on this, and the ministers here just kind of back it up when they preach, is we constantly need to be reminded who we are in the kingdom of God through Jesus. That you are an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. You are a son. You're a son of God if you're born again. You're a daughter of God if you're saved. Okay, think about that. I mean, you have rights. You have privilege in God's kingdom. I'm not talking about holier than thou, being a pushy Bible thumper over someone's head that brings guilt and condemnation to them. No, I'm talking about the love of God, ooh, Jesus, that will love someone even when you don't like them. I mean, wanting to see people go to heaven when you're trying to confess them to go to hell. Come on, at Cowboy Church, you can just speak real, right? But it goes back to, again, knowing who you are. We began to talk about a couple of weeks ago about dominion. Oh, man, if you get a hold of dominion, let's just continue reading a few things. Go all the way back to Genesis chapter 1, because look how God actually started. When you go from being a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar person, understanding that you're royal, that you think differently, just like royalty, that you have an inheritance, that there's protection. Oh, yeah. What about how that royal family in England lives? You think they live in a trailer house? That's how I lived growing up. You prayed hard. That's probably why we were Christians in Odessa, Texas during the sandstorms, hoping that the trailer house would survive. Where do they live? Castles. Man, we can't see ourselves that way. But yet, she had a crown. I wonder how much jewels were on that crown. I mean, they said that just her dying was the most expensive death in the history of the world. How much it's cost just for one lady to die. Influence, wow. The influence presidents and leaders of countries want to go see her when she was living. But you are royal. You are an heir of God. You serve the King of Kings. Because see, even though Charles is now the King of England, he's going to be kneeling to the King one day. Amen. I suggest he do it now here on earth. Okay, now let's talk about dominion though real fast and continue on figuring out who we are in Christ. Because if we figure out who we are in the Lord Jesus, who we are in the kingdom of God, that we are royal, we are sons and daughters of God, then when one sins, it won't throw you off. It won't cause you to go down to the fiery furnaces. No, you'll just say, God, forgive me. I turn from that wicked way. God, heal our land. Cause rain to come in Jesus' name. In other words, you won't allow a devil, and that's all he is, a stinking fallen angel. He is nothing in the kingdom of God. You know why? Because this Bible that we're fixing to read, Genesis chapter 1, look, verse 26. You should always bring a Bible, y'all, because you've got to see this stuff for yourself. Look at what it says in verse 26. And God said, you notice in the Bible, God always speaks it. That's why I'm a big, I want to speak what God speaks. I mean, there's something about if God says that we speak to the mountain or that we speak with our mouths that He's Lord Jesus, there's something about what comes out of the mouth. I mean, God talks about through the epistles about the power of the tongue. A two-edged sword. I mean, it can bless someone and then it could curse someone. This mouth is so powerful. Well, in the kingdom, it's really, really a powerful thing. So we've got to start speaking the right thing. So God always said, and this is what He said, let us. Well, who's us? The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. All the Trinity, He said, let us make man. That's all of us in our image, after our likeness. And let them have what? Dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over all the earth, over all the earth. Y'all get it? And over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. I came back from the rodeo last night. I got home about 9:30 or so. Went into our bathroom. I was taking off some clothes, get ready for bed, and then in my barefooted scorpion. I'm talking a biggie. They say everything's big in Texas. So I got my sandals on, house slippers from that guy that just got ransacked by the FBI, Mr. Pillow. Anyway, got my house shoes on, and then I felt like I did exactly right here. I took dominion and killeth him. Anyway, because it says over every creeping thing that creeps on this earth. Look at verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female. Thank you, Jesus. That's only two genders. Created he them. God blessed them. Verse 28. God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. And look what it says. And have dominion. Says it again. Dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. Man, when you understand dominion, here's a couple of things that I want to just teach you real fast before we quit about dominion. Because again, it's helping us all know who we are in Christ, that we have dominion being a believer in Jesus Christ, being in the kingdom of God, being a royal priesthood, being a peculiar people. You and I are someone in Christ Jesus. No longer do you have to confess that you're just not worthy of anything. You're just a little old worthy worm hoping to make heaven. You'll live in an old corner shack way over there in paradise. When in all reality, we've got to get that junk, I call it stinking thinking, out of our minds and start knowing who we are in Christ. I don't care what you did sin-wise back when. Forget those things that are behind you and press forward to the mark of the high calling of Christ Jesus. Dominion means that you expect to be healed. Someone going through a time in their bodies, why don't you expect to be healed? Speak to the mountain. Commanded to be cast in the sea. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe the things that you say is going to come to pass. You'll have whatever you say. There's something about expecting, because that's what dominion is. In Luke's gospel, if you want to write it down or turn there real fast, Luke's gospel, chapter 10, I love what it says here because it is so relevant in today's world with us believers. Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, Jesus himself says this and declares it to you and I believers. Remember, we're in God's kingdom. We're royal. We have influence. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Come on. We're not just someone that's just an old Christian hoping to make heaven. No. You are a royal priesthood. You are someone in Christ, y'all. Look what Jesus himself says about us. Behold, I give you the power. I always say it like this, not Superman or Batman power. I'm talking about the power of the Spirit of God. I give you the power to tread on serpents, on scorpions. Glory be to God there. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Come on, y'all. I'm telling you, that stuff makes Episcopalians shout. It makes us get happy in the beloved. It makes us understand that we don't have to die sick. Because taking dominion means you should expect to live in divine health. Now check this out, though, because some might say, yeah, but what if you have symptoms of sickness? I mean, what if you actually get sick? Well, taking dominion over a symptom and negative doctor reports is part of dominion. Every sickness, every disease is supposed to be under your feet. In other words, expect to live in divine health. It may mean that you have to change what comes out of your mouth. Instead of saying, well, you know, it's that time of year, it's flu season, why don't you start saying, well, I'm protected by the blood of Jesus and I'm not going to go through that flu season like everybody else. I'm covered by Psalms 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. I'll fear no evil. I mean, it keeps going and going. He's our refuge, our fortress. In Him will I trust. Oh, man. There's something about dominion that means expecting to be healed. I don't just hope. Oh, please, sir. Please, if it be thy will. Because that's not being part of the royal family. In God's family, we expect to be healed. By Jesus' stripes. You might have to confess it over and over and over and over. I'll never forget, y'all remember when I was having to sleep in my truck? I was preaching for George Strait, y'all. George Strait. And I would have to sleep in the front seat of my truck, an old Dodge back then, that has a hump in the seats. I don't know if y'all remember that. And I would be so sore coming out there. Praise the Lord. Anybody want to be like me? I felt like I was just stuck. Here I'm preaching for George Strait. I preached for him for 20 years. And one day I just said, Father, I work for you. I mean, you are the ones that called me. I'm pretty sure you can afford a motorhome for me. I'm tired of sleeping in the front of the truck. By the way, all the motels were taken because George, he was doing a concert and he would do a big roping, the George Strait roping. And so there wasn't a motel to be found. He ranches way down South Texas. And so whenever I'd get there, I slept in the front seat of the truck and I declared, Father, I need a motorhome. Okay. So I sowed a seed to someone that needed faster transportation. Many people getting born again in his ministry. So I sowed this seed. And then I started confessing with my mouth over and over and over. I would do it probably hundreds of times a day. Father, thank you for my motorhome. Every time I saw one, I would say, thank you, Jesus, for my motorhome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for my motorhome. A month and 13 days later, a lady walks up to me and a man and says, hey, the Lord told me to give you a motorhome. Amen. I didn't put it on Facebook. We didn't have it back then. I didn't send out an email begging. I just started believing. You see, there's something about expecting. Here's the last thing about dominion. You know what it means? Destroying every yoke. Genesis chapter 27, just real fast. Because understanding that we're to have dominion over everything, Genesis chapter 27 and verse 40, it says, and by the sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you shall have dominion that thou shalt break his yoke off of your neck. It says thy neck in the King James. The thing is, though, is yokes. You know what yokes are? I mean, most of us know when you're trying to counsel someone about who they're dating, believers should not date unbelievers. I mean, the Word says it. Don't yoke yourself with an unbeliever. So we teach our children, the first thing I ask when Seth comes home and, hey, I'm talking to a pretty girl, what is my first question? Is she saved? Because I'm teaching him, you don't want to yoke with an unbeliever. And I know a lot of people have. Well, I'm gonna get them saved, though. That usually doesn't work, right? No, they need to be born again, you see. Okay, you know what yokes are? They're enemies. They're depression. They're the weight of sin. It's any attempt of the devil. All these yokes have to be destroyed. Why? Because we have dominion. Dominion that thou shalt break the yoke off of your neck. We've got to start learning who we are in Christ, y'all. We've got to start taking authority. We've got to start taking dominion. And it's going to be some work because the devil's going to constantly be telling you that you're not worthy, that you don't know enough scripture, that you don't pray enough. And you tell that devil where to go. You tell him to get back under your feet, because you're in the royal family. You are someone in Christ. Forget what you did again back when, or even this morning if you sinned. Forget all that stuff. Just start walking in the righteousness of God. Start knowing who you are in Christ. When the doctor tells you a negative report about your health, you tell him, no, 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 I have dominion over every sickness and disease known to man. Matter of fact, my Savior Jesus died for it all. He was beat 39 times by a cat of nine tails. If you add that up or multiply the nine tails times the beating of 39, you'll find out that it's like 400 and some odd times that he was beating with those tails. All designed to slice his body open. And you'll find out that that exact number is all the diseases in the United States. I mean, they might break, one disease might break out in different other names, but the main disease, there's only 400 and some odd that Jesus took a beating for. He's the one you serve. He's the one that overcame it. Yeah. He's the one that conquered hell, death, and the grave. Yeah. He's the one that is the Prince of Peace. Yeah. He's the one that's teaching us how to speak to the mountains. Yeah. He's the one that said, peace be still, yeah, when the disciples should have done it. Amen. He's trying to tell all of us, we're in the royal family and you have rights. Yeah. You live under grace and mercy. I mean, you don't have to live by your past any longer. You are someone. So the next time the devil tries to bring up a negative thing in your life, no matter what it is, no matter if it's health or finances or relationships or whatever it is, take dominion and expect health, expect finances, expect peace, expect the joy of the Lord. Why? Because you've got dominion. It's who you are. You're in the family. You're royal. You're royal. Yeah, but I don't know enough scripture. It don't matter. If you're in the family and Jesus is the Lord of your life, you're in the family. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. I need your help every now and then. I might need some agreement. Man, pray with me. Believe God that those scorpions leave in Jesus' name. I mean, I know it's bigger than that, right? The demonic forces. Listen, don't start confessing that they're strong, because they are not. You know what's strong? The Jesus that lives on the inside of you. Amen. You just got to get that attitude, that look like you've got right now. That devil ain't going to mess with me no more. I mean, get that look. Because if you got that look, you know, like those women got? What'd you say? Did you say something to me? And what if us men do? Sorry, mama. But why wouldn't we have that look and that attitude about the devil, who's just a fallen angel? Gosh, we need him. We need our God. We need him so bad. We just need to, yeah, and we need to know who he is in our lives. Well, when you start learning that you're royal, that you're in the family of God, if you mess up, grace and mercy, man. Forgive. Forgiveness is a wonderful thing, but it is not a right to continue to sin. No, just get over it. Let Jesus help you, deliver you, praise God. Start being happy. Quit allowing things to get you all riled up. Forget about that. It does not matter if my wife was watching, if I didn't make the bed this morning. Y'all remember she sent me a picture with the bed unmade, and she said, very bad boy. So a couple of weeks ago, I get home, and the bed was not made. And I took a picture. I feel like you have to. And I sent her a picture. Very bad girl. Anyway, and she laughed. You know. She said, I just didn't want to, you know. Oh, let's have dominion. Father, oh, we love you. We thank you, Lord, that we're not going to fall victim to a devil that wants to keep us in trials and tribulations where we build tents and stay there forever. No, sir, we have dominion. We are someone. We're in the family. We are royal. And we don't have to... We don't have to just beg and plead that for your righteousness. No, we live in it. Because that's the family we've been born into. We have been made in your image. So, Father, thank you that we continue to live this way. That we are more than conquerors through Christ. We're the head, not the tail. And every yoke's broken off of us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this morning, or if you're watching and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want you to do it right now. And as you've learned today, hopefully, there's only one way to heaven. It's not being a good person. That's not going to get you into heaven. No, when you give your life to Jesus, you'll be a good person. But he's the only way to the Father. The only way. He's the truth, the life, the way. And you've got to receive him. So if you're here this morning, or you're listening to me and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, we're going to confess Romans 10:9. We're going to confess and ask Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, to come into our life and save us. We're going to make him Lord. All the believers in here, you know, we're going to all pray it together. So if you're here this morning, you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you don't know what would happen to you if you left this earth, you don't know if you'd go to heaven or hell or just hadn't thought about it, there's only one way to the Father, and that's heaven. You don't want to go to hell, but the only way is Jesus. So let's confess it. Let's ask Jesus to come into our life, and we'll all just pray it together. You ready? Out of our mouths, let's say this. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart. I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Jesus, come into my life and save me. Forgive me of all my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. With no one looking around, just real fast, if you just prayed that prayer out loud, you confessed it. The Bible says you're born again. You're in the family of God. We're brothers and sisters of Christ. We're royal. We are someone. We mean someone. Now we can live by dominion over every creeping thing on this earth. If you just gave your life to Jesus for the very first time, I'm not going to embarrass you and ask you to come to the front, but I am going to ask you to be bold enough, like Jesus was bold enough to die for us, to be bold enough when I count to three to raise your hand up and put it right back down. The reason I want you to be bold and confess that you're saved to me or to our ushers that want to give you a Bible is because you don't want to ever be ashamed of receiving the King. No, you're in the family now. All you got to do is confess it. Jesus says, if you'll confess it before men, I'll confess it before the Father in heaven. So if you just gave your life to Jesus and you prayed that prayer for the very first time and you meant it, when I say three, I want you to raise your hand up and then just put it right back down. And do it with boldness. You ready? One, two, three, go. Glory be to God. All right, look at me, y'all. Every person in here, because they didn't raise their hand, is confessing that they're saved, born again. Born again people. And I'm okay with that, but we need to have people get saved at this church. And that means you either get them saved out there or bring them here. And they'll hear about Jesus. Amen. I hope you had a good time. God is a wonderful God in these days. So, stay I can't tell you enough. Stay hooked with Him. You stay hooked. You stay hooked with our God. Oh, man. He gonna bless you. Amen.